one of the most successful bits we've done is named after Jim Solania. It is the Gold Brick Ceremony. We give you guys the four best moments from the show, and then Itty Bitty Fitty, Hackshaw, and myself are going to react to them on air. So, as I've said, my final week at FNZ got started with Itty Bitty Fitty getting the better of me while Willie P was on the show in studio on Monday. What was your favorite tweet I sent out from your account? Just be honest. Was it the chocolate chip pancakes tweet, or was it the Rock Chalk Jayhawk tweet?
It was the Josh Marlowe Met fan tweet, because trying to say that somebody who used to be a St. Louis Cardinals fan is a better Met fan than me.
We had a deal about that.
It's a bunch of garbage.
We had a deal about my former St. Louis Cardinal fandom, Willie.
Mm-hmm. You used to be a Panthers fan too, right? What else did you used to be a fan of?
You.
Walked right into that one. Didn't even need Fat Andy and phone a friend. We've reached the point here, guys, where now, it used to be when Itty Bitty Fitty would get the better of me, I'd be like, all right, payback's coming. Now, I'm just like a proud dad. Like, you know what? Tee off, King. Like, do what you do. If you get the drop on me, take the shot. It's okay.
That only happened after I disclosed about Ramsey, right? Like, that's when I got the free pass to make fun of you. Because ever since then, like the last month and a half has been like a war between you and I, just dropping shots at each other.
Oh, yeah. I think Ramsey was the moment where you unveiled the kimono and just revealed yourself to the city of Charlotte. Like, you just exposed yourself. And since Ramsey shouted his way onto the air, "No, please, Josh!" Ever since then, I feel like the better version of you has shown up.
First off, it's not a free pass, Itty Bitty Fitty, because it's going to come back to haunt you someday. Trust me, just knowing from experience. Two, I like that I'm not the only one you live in my head rent-free. You also for Willie B as well. I think a little bit with Itty Bitty Fitty, but I think he's got like at least one door left locked.
All right, so here's the way I would say it. It's like in Star Wars. It's in Star Wars when Kylo Ren can just get into the minds of people who don't have force powers. That's you and Willie P. He's kind of like Rey. Right? Like, you're kind of like
a
Rey.
Woman?
Well, no, I'm in terms of force powers. You can at least fight back against my you know, living rent-free in your head.
So I'm a Jedi. Not yet.
Yeah, let's not go that far. Young Padawan. That's number one.
Number two.
Tuesday during Charming or Chach. I'm going to miss that. I made a snide remark about
what?
Old people having fun in the bedroom. And like it usually does, those words came back to bite me in the butt.
Tar Heel B saying, the 65 gets more ass than you,
Chach.
Eddie. Nope, that's Charming.
No, Chach.
Are you telling me that...
Show your work.
So you don't get butt. You I meant to say, you don't get laid. So by just process of elimination, if a 65-year-old's getting any booty, they're getting laid more than you. You don't even understand. Old people... Not only do they love to get freaky deaky, they've been doing it for 50, 60 years. They know how to get down. Go into any nursing home and tell me older people don't like to get it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, meemaw, peepaw, pap-pap, grandma, they're all doing the things that you wish you were doing on any given night. Random listeners, pap-pap right now has got 3 dates lined up for this Friday, and he's just going to knock them out like Wilt Chamberlain. There might be a lobby that they're waiting on. Oh, I'm just waiting for pawpaw. That's all I'm waiting for. I don't know why Mickey Mouse is waiting to get it from pawpaw.
Oh, pawpaw. Oh, yeah, that's right. Right there.
I said, what is that?
So here's I want part of my legacy to be me talking about old people sex on air. Because in every iteration of the show, Wilson and Parcell talked about old people boom boom time. Fleet and I talked about old people getting down and clowning. I have now talked about it. It vexes me. Young people think that the only people knocking boots are in high school through the time they're first married. I'm here to tell you, I have been married since I was 21 years old. I have a vigorous, vigorous bedroom life. And not just that. Old people like to get down too. So don't just look at your mama on Peepaw and wait to collect that inheritance. Realize, when you go to Shady Pines, they just either got finished doing something you don't want to think about, or they're on their way to doing something unmentionable. Put some respect on them booty-getting ways for the old people here in America.
I just had this vision of you and Vanessa in a retirement home, 75, 80 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Vanessa.
Oh. Why is Mickey Mouse?
Because that's what you sound like.
All right. Maybe pull back in the reins a little bit. Yeah, Vanessa knows. Like, she didn't have to worry about me stepping out on her. But God forbid that she goes first. If I end up in a retirement community, big like I was at Bar Argonne 4 years ago when I walked in determined to be the mayor of Charlotte and got kissed by a man. I'm telling you right now, you let me loose at 70 years old, 75 years old in a retirement community, no one's mama is safe. I'm just going to say that right off the rip.
I just imagine you with a walker just walking around going, hey, want to go to Boom Boom Town? Got my socks on.
I'd actually go, Walker, I barely know her.
Number three.
Yesterday, during What You Burning On, I stood up for Mrs. Mac after Mac offered to let Flounder sleep in their marital bed while he's dog-sitting this week. The young man is house-sitting and dog-sitting for the McLean family. And, you know, Mac was going to let Flounder sleep in their bed. And Mrs. Mac kind of gave Mac the look. It was like, are we really going to do that? So now Flounder has to sleep in Mac's son's bed. I'm burning on the good instincts of Mrs. Mac. I think Mrs. Mac played this perfectly. I don't want that virgin sleeping in my marital bed. I would, you know, if you had watched Artemis more than once before our great pup passed away, there's no way in hell I would have let you stay in my marital bed. I know what you do to Mama's couch. No way in hell I'm letting one of you degens get into my marital bed. Man, mamas are taking quite the pounding in this conversation. All right. I would like to stick by. This is another definitive Nick Wilson take. You can't let anybody else sleep in your marital bed. You just can't.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm very iffy about letting other people house sit. Like, when my sister-in-law was first married and house sitting when we went on vacation, I didn't want her. No, that's my marital bed. That's where me and the missus get down to clown. I feel like Mrs. Mac, she's playing chess. And Mac and Flounder were playing checkers or maybe Uno or something.
I don't really have anything to comment.
You would be the last person.
Why? Why?
Mama's couch. All right? That's a sacred couch. That is an old lady's couch. And you have defiled that couch. All right? So if you'll do that to your own grandmother's couch, what do you do to my marital bed? Hacky?
Well, first off, couch and bed are a little different. But two...
Yes. I'm aware. I understand.
Also, come on, Flounder. You didn't know... Like you just thought, oh, it's cool. I'm going to just sleep in a married couple's bed.
No, Mac offered. Flounder did it.
Yeah. Mac should have never offered.
Yeah. Well, okay. That tracks. Mac just kind of blind, not thinking about. This is why Mrs. Mac is really rules the roost, because she thinks of all angles before, you know, executing a plan. Mac was just like, hey, you want to sleep in the bed? Yeah, no, we'll leave, we'll just pull the sheets off and you just sleep bare ass on the bed. Like, Mac is just, hey, I want to get out of here. Mrs. Mac thinking ahead.
So you're saying she drives the marriage?
Okay.
That was bad.
All right, come
number
on.
Number four.
I mean, this has been a good segment until just now.
Oh, sorry, am I the bit killer?
Bit killer!
Finally,
okay. We are about to get sued by Disney on this one.
Finally, earlier in the show, other FNZ legend, Jim Salania, he called following Nick's story about going to the gay bar in Charlotte, his first Charlotte experience, if you will.
What a summation of what happened early in the show.
Yeah. And he asked Nick a hypothetical question about being in a relationship with Hacksaw.
Nick, here's the question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I know you like to play what ifs. If you were gay, and if Hacksaw were gay, would you two be married?
I don't think so. I don't think so. We're the same type. We're bears. I'm like a, I don't know what they call super bears, but I'm like a super bear. I'm like a bear on steroids. All right. I'm 6'4", broad shoulders, you know, beard, whatnot.
Steroids.
I have a little bit more of an athletic frame. I don't think we'd be this. I mean, I'm sure bear. I actually know for a fact. My buddy Eric is a bear, and he's married to another bear. But I don't think if I was gay, I don't think I'd be into other bears. I like
well,
really.
Bears mate.
I'd like to point out, Jimmy, I am aware that bears mate. I was waiting for the Jim Selania drop in that let us know it was time to move on from the bit. But when he said, when, you know, bears mate, the way that he said it was so damn funny. That's the way. That's what we call the Jim Selania walk-off shot.
I think he really didn't think you knew.
He was like, just so you know.
Bears mate.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's not the chicken or the egg thing. Bears do, in fact, mate here.